This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The draft is over, and a lot of reaction to the draft, obviously, on sports radio all over the country. Bills GM Brandon Bean was going to make an appearance on WGR yesterday morning. And prior to going on, he tuned in and was listening to the hosts. And it's fair to say he did not like what he was hearing. It's exactly what he says here as he gets into them right off the bat.
Let's just listen to the last few minutes of your show before I came on waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very... How so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver.
I love the fact that he remembers that they wanted Josh Rosen and not Josh Allen. And then
So that goes to show you that people do listen to the radio.
Yes, I know Joe Shane said he doesn't, but Brandon Bean clearly does.
I mean, the Bills did average like 31 points a game.
Well, that's exactly what he says.
I don't get it. Like, we just hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers. But I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions.
And then lastly,
you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show and you got to have something to bitch about, but bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
There you go. Now, I haven't gone and heard the rest of the interview. I'd love to see what their response is. But
I could tell you. I mean, at first he's like, well, I don't know why you're coming at me with the energy that you're coming at me with. I mean, I wish you would have listened to the first 2 hours of the show where I was talking about all these picks that I like and the defense. And he just basically said that, you know, where wide receivers get very expensive and where you can get them is later rounds in the draft, that he just thought that adding one of those guys was something that he should have considered. It wasn't a crazy take. I just think Brandon Bean also said that he started to feel a little bit of that criticism with the assembled media after the draft about not picking a wide receiver. So he was coming in all lathered up, and these guys said something about it, and he decided to shut it down.
This was it.
Well, the shut thing it about down. It is, you know, they do have Keon Coleman. He'll be better next year. He was good last year, but he'll be better this coming year. He'll understand a little bit better more what to do. They have Khalil Shakir, who actually was a big part of their success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. They have Dawson Knox, tight end.
Who was very disappointed. They did draft him like in the first round last year, Dawson Knox. You know, very high they drafted him, but he just didn't do much.
Well, you know why? I mean, like, they're all doing something, but they have a flamethrower as a quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that generates all the energy for the team, him and James Cook.
Well, I mean, yeah, and Bean went on to say, this is not fantasy football. You can't have, you know, all pros everywhere, and we needed to get better defensively, and we've got an all-pro quarterback, and you just some areas you can't be spending all the money on.
And the great thing about Josh Allen is that he is a player that makes the players that he plays with better. He just makes them better. You know, he gets the ball to them. He'll run for a first down. He'll get in their face. I mean, he does everything that you want the quarterback to do. And when you take a look at who he is playing with, and you compare it to, like, who Joe Burrow is playing with.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like two totally different sets of skill players. I mean, these skill players are good. Joe Burrow's skill players are great. I mean, so that just tells you why Josh Allen is so important up there, and I think Brandon Bean is right.
They're trying to become Super Bowl champions, like the Eagles, and so I started watching this yesterday to try and see what else was said. Fair to say Saquon's a favorite?
Yes.
Of the president? Any thoughts on who else might be?
I think Saquon's a favorite of everybody.
Do you know, as he walked out, it's not audible, but as he walked out, the Trumpster is looking for Big Dom.
Oh, yeah, Big Dom. That's
I'm
right
not even joking.
Alley.
Dude, he walks out and goes, where's Big Dom? And then he sees the hat.
I love it.
So I thought he was done with it.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. He wanted more of Big Dom.
We also have to recognize the Eagles' head of security. You know, this is a guy, they say he loves Trump. This is a guy, and I had Saquon give him a big, beautiful hat last night because I've been hearing about this guy. He likes Trump. His name is Dominic DeSandro, Big Dom, and he's sort of a legend.
I'm surprised he didn't put him in the Secret Service.
I'm telling you.
But you know what he did? Secret Service?
You know what he did do?
What?
He put him in front of a microphone.
Say a few words. I hear this guy's just, come in.
I just like to say thank you. We're honored to be here. Thank you, President Trump. And that's it. Go Birds.
Oh, that guy.
It was funny. I mean, he looked almost like, me talk? Like, yeah, let's go. We want you to talk. And then he also did what he sounds the way he usually sounds, meaning Trump here. He was talking about how when teams are really special, we take them into the Oval Office. And then that's a good thing because
we have a little present for each and every one of them. And it's a terrific present. So we're going to do that for this team.
It's a terrific present.
Terrific present. Yeah. The best present. It's a big, beautiful present.
It really was very, it was really fun. It's fun going through all that. Saints quarterback Derek Carr. Should I save this for next hour? Because it's actually a lot. Yeah, I'll save that for next hour. We got a lot more to do. Tonight at the Garden, you got Game 5, Knicks Pistons. You've got New York up 3-1. They are looking for the closeout. You got the Bucks at Pacers. Notable because, well, Indiana's up 3-1, but also Damian Lillard, a torn Achilles, as tests did confirm that. Yesterday, the Warriors.
I believe that the Knicks got to take care of business tonight, man, because you know Boston's going to.
You would certainly believe so. Yes.
You don't want to go back to Detroit and have to go through all of that again. Take care of business tonight, and you know, get rid of these guys. Get it over with.
Get rid of these guys.
And somebody's going to get hurt in this series.
Cavaliers took care of business. They beat the Heat by 1,000. 138-83 the finals. They sweep in 4. Warriors beat the Rockets 109-106. Jimmy Butler had 27 and a big rebound late in this game. Golden State up 3-1 there. And I'll give you quickly from the NHL because you had the Panthers trailing the Lightning 2-1. And literally in a blink, things completely flipped.
Reinhardt just inside the line. One shot, save, rebound, they score! And it's Aaron Ekblad crashing the net, and the Panthers have tied this game at 2. Long shot for the far point, they score! They score! This one took a bounce out front, and the Panthers have taken a 3-2 lead!
That was all in the span of 11 seconds. They go from down 2-1 to up 3-2. They wind up winning the game 4-2. Panthers radio with the call there, they take a three. How about Tampa? They probably thought they were on the verge of tying that series.
I'm telling you, Tampa played a hell of a game last night, except for that 11 seconds.
Yeah, really amazing how quick that did happen. Stars beat the Avalanche 6-2, and tonight in Raleigh, the Devils play the Hurricanes. Carolina up 3-1 there. I got to see if I can find it, but someone tipped me off to Eli Manning at the last Devils playoff game, mic'd up.
Oh, okay. So I saw him there, and he looked like he was growing a little bit of a beard.
Yes, so I will see if there's anything there, and we will lose to Derek Carr next
hour. Like, when the puck comes here, don't flinch. And then who flinches?
He did. Flinches. Yeah. I was kidding. Okay, well, there you go. So I'll look for that for next hour.